Good morning, everybody. And good morning to our congregation who are watching us at home, either live streaming or later on video. We welcome you to the First Presbyterian Church of Lufkin, Texas. To some of you, I'm a familiar face. My name is Jim Ainsworth. There's an echo in here. I'm a retired Presbyterian minister. I live in Crockett. To some of you, I'm familiar, having been with you in the interim 9 years ago before Reverend Wiggins came. And I look forward to greeting you again. And to others of you who don't know me, I look forward to meeting you and to worshiping with you. We're glad to be here today. We're glad you're worshiping with us at home, wherever you are. This is a service of praise and thanksgiving to God. I'm going to greet everybody. I want to greet everybody after the end of the service, but I'm going to do it outside, and I will have my mask on. But please come by and speak to me. I look forward to seeing you. Are there any announcements? I asked the secretary. Yeah.
I just wanted to make you aware that you can look on our Facebook page, First Presbyterian Church, Lufkin, Texas. And on Wednesdays, we are posting. We're not? We are posting, now you made me forget what we named it, Midweek Meditations. This last week, Lori read the lectionary, the scriptures for the week, and then I found a hymn that went with that, and then we posted music. It's not all one, we can't mix it, we're not that smart, but we can do it one at a time in our videographer, he helps me and gets it on there. So last week was our inaugural, as Lori said, our inaugural midweek meditation. So we want to hope that you'll turn in and tune in on Wednesdays. And it could be any time of the day. So if it's not up, don't panic. It will get up eventually. Thank you.
The peace of the Lord be with you all. I invite you to stand and turn around where you are and wave to everybody as you express the peace of the Lord to each other. And if you are worshiping at home with your family, you can give each other a hug. Our first hymn.
I will be singing the hymns today. We are trying to reduce congregation singing according to the CDC for right now. The first hymn is Morning Has Broken. Morning has broken like the first.
Our first lesson this morning is from the Old Testament, from the book of Psalms. If you are at home, please turn to Psalm 100. If you are here and brought your Bibles and choose to read with me, listen for the Word of God as it comes to us from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are not collecting our offerings, but there is an offering plate in the narthex for you to place your offering in. And if you are at home, please remember to mail your offering to the church office. God is a God of great grace, of grace that intervenes in our lives, bringing blessings where there were none, gifts that are undeserved, making lemonade out of lemons. We give our thanks and joy in response to what God has given us. For the lemons. Now take what we give and use them to make even bigger gifts for your kingdom. In this time and in this place, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You already are. Today I have a story for the kiddos. Today we are talking about, or I'm going to be talking about, can I move over here? Can you hear me? Today we're going to be talking about in the sermon, everything's the same and everything's different. Now you understand that. You understand that yesterday. You might even be doing Our New Testament lesson is from the letter to the Hebrews, and our reading is from the 13th chapter, the first 8 verses. Again, if you are worshiping with us at home, I invite you to open your Bibles and to read along with me. If you're here and have your Bible, I invite you to read with me. I'm reading from the NIV translation. Listen for God's word to us today. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can humans do to me?" Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Delivered a sermon in 10 minutes one Sunday morning. That was about half his usual time. He explained, "I regret to inform you that my dog, who's very fond of eating paper, ate that portion of my sermon that I was unable to deliver this morning." After the service, a visitor from another church shook hands with the preacher as he was leaving, and he said, "Preacher, if that dog of yours has any pups, I sure would like to get one for my minister." Well, I don't have a dog, so you're out of luck. This morning in our text, we read about change, about how everything's different, and yet everything is the same. When I was writing this sermon, I couldn't decide whether to call it "Everything's Different and Everything's the Same" or "Everything's the Same and Everything's Different." We're going to start off with talking about everything is different. This text today from Hebrews is about the church. It's about your church, my church. It is about change in our lives. Today is the first day in almost nine years, when you have not had a familiar face in the pulpit. Or you've had vacation preachers, but Reverend Wiggins has been here faithfully for all this time, and so today's different. It's different not only because he's not here, but he won't be here next week either. Today is the first day when you can't pick up the phone and call him and expect him to come and answer your questions and deal with your problems. He's not your pastor anymore. Everything's different because the familiar patterns of pastoral care in the congregation of Lufkin has changed. I like what Eugene Peterson writes in his version of verse 7 in this text, in which he says, "Appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the Word of God. Take a good look at the way they live and let their faithfulness instruct you as well as their truthfulness." This is the gift that Reverend Wiggins has left you: faithfulness and truthfulness. But now there is a change. Your church is different. It is different because the pastor you have been familiar with has moved. And you, as a congregation, now move forward. You move forward with this promise of Jesus: "I'll never let you down, never walk off and leave you." But not only is the church different, we ourselves are different. We're a day older than we were yesterday. You might have gained a pound or lost a pound this week from where you were last week. Maybe this week you learned something new, attained a new skill, mastered the crossword puzzle, listened to a new recording, tried quinoa for the first time. Certainly the world is different today than it was last week. Who could have known? Who could have known that a virus would attack and schools would be closed and businesses shuttered and we would be sheltered in our homes for endless days and nights? That our church would be closed? Who could have known that a senseless death in Minneapolis would set off a flood of protest and of questioning of our core values around the world? We no longer hope that getting everything, quote, back to normal, because we don't know what the new normal will look like. So everything is different. It's a new day, and whatever happens the rest of the day, the week, we will be different than what we were yesterday. Now, the second part of this Word of God to us is that everything is the same. Everything is the same. You're the same person you have always been. Many of you are sitting in the same pew you always sit in, that you sat in last week and the week before that and the week before the coronavirus closed the church. The church is still here. Reverend Wiggins and Virginia have moved, or are going to be moving, but your church is still here. It's been here for how many years? 157 years? 57. It's been here a long time. It's been here before you were born or before I was born, and it will be here. The church is the same. The organist is still here. We're thankful for that. Thankful that our health is improving. The pianist and choir director are here. The bell is still ringing. Even as your church is changing, the body of believers which you are is still the same. Our scripture says there should be a consistency that runs through it all. And there is. And there will be because of this, because of this verse in which the text says, Jesus Christ doesn't change. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he is always totally himself. As in the children's sermon, the focus of our life as a congregation of the First Presbyterian Church of Crockett is always around the heart of Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the one who holds us together. It's his church, and we are its beating heart. And that is always, always the same. A voyaging ship was wrecked during a storm at sea, and only two of the people on board were able to swim to a small desert island. The two survivors, not knowing what to do, agreed that they had no other recourse but to pray to God. However, to find out whose prayer was more powerful, they agreed to divide the territory of the island between them and to stay on opposite ends. The first thing they prayed for was food. The next morning, the first man on one end of the island saw a fruit-bearing tree on his side of the land, and he was able to eat its fruit. The other man's end of the island had no fruit tree. After a week, the first man was lonely, and he decided to pray for a wife. The next day, another ship was wrecked, and the only survivor, you guessed it, was a woman who swam to his side of the island. The other man had nothing. Soon the first man prayed for a house, clothes, more food, and like magic, all these appeared. Finally, the first man prayed for a ship, so that he and his wife could leave the island. And in the morning, he found a ship docked on his side of the island. As he boarded the ship with his wife, he decided to turn to the man on the other end of the island. And he said, I just don't understand. Why don't you have anything? My blessings are mine alone, since I was the one who prayed for them, he said. My prayers were all answered, but you didn't get anything. You are mistaken, the man on the other end of the island said. I had only one prayer, which God answered. If not for that, you wouldn't have had anything. Tell me, the first man said, what was your prayer? I prayed, he said, that all your prayers would be answered. Everything is different, but everything is the same. We are the people of God who continue to pray for each other and to love and serve Jesus Christ, who is the heart of this church. So in the weeks and months ahead, I encourage you to pray for each other, pray for the session, pray for the worship committee whose responsibility it is to fill this pulpit. And let us live, Christians, let us live as we believe that, yes, everything is different. Everything in our world is different today. But everything is the same because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we come to worship today, we come to pray together, to worship together, and to give thanks to God. I invite you now to lift up your prayers to God on behalf of this congregation, particularly remembering Libby and her family and your prayers today, and others of this congregation who are grieving, who are hurting, who are ill. Remembering this community where there are people who are suffering from COVID-19, some who have died. There are people who are serving today who are not here because they're working in the hospitals or riding ambulances or fire trucks or police cars. Remember them in your prayers today as we come to God in prayer. Let us be silent, and then I will lead us in prayer. Oh God, we come to you today in a world that is confused and confusing. We don't know where this coronavirus came from, but we know it has taken over the world. It's taken over our lives. It's changed everything. Take it away, please. If you take it away by creating a resolution for it or a vaccine, then give to the scientists who are working on those projects your skill and your knowledge that we may find an end to this, O Lord. We pray, relieve us of this burden. We pray for a country and indeed a world in which there are protests because there is violence that we don't understand. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we may be forgiven for our part, and if we have any part at all, in creating relationships between races, between peoples, that causes animosity and hatred and anger, that puts people down. And we pray if you have something to teach us, we pray that we may be humble of heart and willing to learn from this. We pray for all those, Heavenly Father, who lead us, that they may have wisdom and compassion. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for all those in our congregation and in our community who need your tender mercies today, your loving care, your healing power. Hear our prayers for them. We pray for our church. Do not leave us alone. Remind us it is the Church of Jesus Christ. And let your Holy Spirit be a part of the renewal of this congregation as it moves into a new phase of its life and history. Bless the session. Bless those who are charged with finding an interim pastor and those who will be charged to find a pastor. Bless the leaders of this church, the session, the organist and choir director, the secretary, the custodians, the treasurer, the clerk of session, all who have positions of leadership, and guide and bless them with your wisdom. We need you, O God. We need to be reminded today that you walk with us wherever the path leads. You are our strength and our joy. And hear us now as we pray together, as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our final hymn is The Church's One Foundation. It's page 442 in your hymnal if you'd like to follow along. I will be singing verses 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you for joining us in worship today at home and by video. Thank you for being those of you who are here in this house of God as we praise and give thanks to Him. And now as we go into the world, may you be blessed. May the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit rest upon you and abide with you today and always. Amen. Thank you.